The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you'll end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth. The trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek the relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge, a glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." So today we're going to talk about, can you prove that Jesus is God? Part 3. So overview, as I said before, I periodically get emails from people who take issue with me because I state that Yeshua, incorrectly Jesus, was and is a human being, a created being, and is not God in the flesh. We will discuss Yeshua being Emmanuel and consider other names that relate to Yah. We will then consider the verse in Isaiah which says, "The Spirit of Yah, the eternally self-existing, not the Lord, is upon me." Then we will consider the verse, "I can do all things through the anointing of Yah, Christ, who strengthens me. Also, my mighty one, God, will supply all your needs by the anointing that was upon Yeshua, incorrectly Christ Jesus." Then we'll look at the Almighty, incorrectly God, anointed Yeshua, incorrectly Jesus of Nazareth. "And you will only be mine if you continue in my word," and the beginning of the good news of Yeshua, the anointed, the Son of Yah. And then let the words of Christ, or the words of the anointing, dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And then at the name of Yeshua, Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a consultant and business manager. I have nearly 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. For more information, that's endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. You'll find there's at least four podcast websites that have the back issues on them. So to resume Article 2023-0101, can you prove that Jesus is God? Part 3. So point number 37, Emmanuel. Consider Isaiah 7:10-16. Then Yah, the eternally self-existing, incorrectly the Lord, spoke again to King Ahaz, saying, ask a sign for yourself from Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, incorrectly the Lord your God, one that will convince you that the Almighty, incorrectly God, has spoken and will keep his word. Make your request as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test Yah, the eternally self-existing. Then Isaiah said, hear then, O house of David, is it too small a thing for you to try the patience of men, but will you try the patience of my mighty one as well? Therefore, Yah, the eternally self-existing himself, will give you a sign. Listen carefully. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel, the Almighty with us. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to refuse evil and choose good. Before the child will know enough to refuse evil and choose good, the land Canaan, whose two kings you dread, will be deserted, both Ephraim and Aram. Note that his name, Emmanuel, taken by most people as God with us, is simply another name relating to the Almighty. See the article 2022-1202. The name of the Yah, the Creator, is throughout the Bible. It's a web page on the website. For all sorts of Hebrew names that contain Yah or El, this word Emmanuel does not prove that Yeshua is Yah. That the Yeshua means Yah salvation, which relates to Yeshua's mission. Consider also Elisha, Elisha, salvation of the Almighty, Eliyah or Elijah, Almighty Yah, Daniel, Almighty my judge. Building a doctrine on a name in the way that is done for Emmanuel is extremely unwise. If one is going to build a doctrine on a name, rather do so with Yahushua, which is the actual name given to the being in question. Emmanuel simply refers to an attribute associated with the anointing of the Spirit of Yah on the man. So here we see just a simple example where the inaccuracies in the translation of names in the majority of English Bibles is very, very substantial, to the point where the reality that so many of the names of people and even places relate to Yah, Y-A-H, the name of Father, or to El, which means basically my beloved mighty one or the Almighty. And once you're aware of that, then Emmanuel is just one more name that refers to Father. Then if we look at Isaiah, the Spirit of Yah, the eternally self-existing, incorrectly the Lord, is upon me. So Isaiah 61:1-3 says, "The Spirit of Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, is upon me, because Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, has anointed and commissioned me to bring good news to the humble and afflicted. He sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation to the spiritual and physical captives, and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim, A, the favorable year of Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, and the day of vengeance and retribution of Almighty One, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion the following, to give them a turban instead of dust on their heads, a sign of mourning, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called the trees of righteousness, strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with the Almighty. The planting of Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, that he may be glorified." Note that Yeshua stated that he fulfilled this, and note also that it clearly refers to anointed by Yah. So the Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, not incorrectly the Lord, has anointed and commissioned me, Yeshua. Anointed and commissioned. Anointing goes with the commission. Father puts his hand on you and imparts some of his spirit to you in order to do something. He did that for Yeshua. If you think that Yeshua is Yah in disguise, you're going to completely miss the point. And you're going to miss the point that it is possible for you to be anointed in that way. Then my next point, I can do all things through the anointing of Yah who strengthens me. So Philippians 4:13 in the Amplified, I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purposes. I am self-sufficient in the anointing of Yah's Christ's sufficiency. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. In simplest form, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. People take that as being through Jesus who strengthens me. It is not. Christ refers to the anointing of Spirit of Yah on person. So many people read this to indicate that Jesus will strengthen them. This is incorrect. Yah will strengthen them. There are other similar verses that contribute to mistaken beliefs about Jesus and Christ. This is a key point, this piece about anointing of the Spirit of Yah. Christ is the representation of about four different Greek words. It's a representation of the Hebrew Messach, meaning anointed, smeared. So where you read Christ, it is the smearing, this impartation of the Spirit of Yah, the set-apart Spirit, the Holy Spirit, on the person concerned. So Yeshua was anointed with the Spirit of Yah in a dramatic fashion because he was living without sin. He understood what he was doing. Because somebody's anointed, that does not make them Yah. Point number 40, my mighty one, not God, will supply all your needs by the anointing that was upon Yeshua, Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19, and my mighty one will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to his riches and glory in the anointing that was upon Yeshua, Christ Jesus. Many read that Jesus will supply all their needs. This is incorrect. Yah will supply all their needs. There are other similar verses that contribute to the mistaken beliefs about Jesus and Christ. If you think that Christ is simply another designation of Jesus, you are seriously, seriously mistaken. Christ refers to the anointing of the Spirit of the Almighty on a person. So Christ Jesus is the anointing that was upon Yeshua. Jesus Christ is Yeshua, the anointed of Yah. If you are spirit-filled, you are your name anointed of Yah, and you are your name Christ. Christ is a meaningless modern Christian word. It's a representation, as I say, of four distinct Greek words. It's confusing, and it's a major factor why people think that Jesus is God, because they think Jesus is equals Christ. And since Christ equals Yah, they think that Jesus equals Yah. It's false thinking. It's wrong. And if you believe that, I encourage you to let it go. It's just going to get you in trouble on the day of judgment. Then point number 41, the Almighty anointed Yeshua of Nazareth, or God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Acts 10:38, how the Almighty anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the set-apart Spirit of Yah and with great power, and he went around doing and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because the Almighty was with him. This verse makes it clear that it was the anointing of the Spirit of Yah that enabled Yeshua to do the works that he did. It's also very clear, he says, that the Almighty was with him. If the Almighty was with him, how can he be the Almighty? Folks, I really encourage you, to, if you believe that Jesus is God, step right back from that. Give yourself a clean sheet of paper and say, let me discover this from a first principles point of view. Read the Bible critically. Read the verses that I'm relaying you to you critically. But above all, get the names right. Father is not the Lord, capital letters. He's Yah, the eternally self-existing. He's not God. He's the Almighty, Almighty One. Yeshua is not Jesus. He's Yahushua. Christ is not Jesus in another form. Christ refers to the Spirit of Yah on a person. You get those four points right, and then read the Bible with that interpretation, you're going to find that all sorts of things start coming out differently for you. It's my experience. Been there, done that. Had a whole bunch of wrong T-shirts that I thought were correct at one stage and literally got rid of them. So I encourage you to do the same. Step right back, forget what you believe, and read the book clearly, but get the names right. Then Yeshua speaking, you will only be mine if you continue in my word. Oh, excuse me. John chapter 8, verse 31. So Yeshua was saying to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. That's from the Amplified Bible. The King James says something along the lines, you will only be mine if you continue in my word. This makes it clear that Yeshua is referring to obedience and to application of his teachings. Then they would truly be disciples, disciplined ones. There's nothing magical about that. People get into this strange thinking that the word is the Bible is the word of God. So if you refer to the Bible, you can call the Bible the word of God. And then there's this added thing that somehow Jesus is the word of God and Jesus is the Bible and the Bible. So folks, if you believe any of that stuff, I ask you just again, step right back and say, does it make logical sense? And the answer to that has to be no, it doesn't make logical sense. And Father does not expect you to compromise and distort your intellect in order to believe him and to serve him. Just take the Bible literally. But in order to do that, you need to get an accurate translation, and that's not as easy as it seems, because pretty much all the translations are inaccurate in the areas that I'm talking about. Then point number 43, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mark 1:1, the beginning of the facts regarding the good news of Yahushua, the anointed of Yah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty God. The same translation applies to all instances of Jesus Christ and to all instances of Son of God. In both cases, there's a clear distinction between Yah and Yahushua. Folks, his name is Yahushua, which means Yah, which is the Almighty, is salvation. That was what Yeshua was called to do, and we've discussed this before. Really. The Bible repeatedly makes a distinction between Yahushua and Yah, even when it's referring to Jesus and God. But somehow believers twist and distort that and get themselves to believe that Jesus is God. As I've said before, Jesus is a mighty one, and in that way he is a God, but he is not the Almighty Mighty One, not the Almighty God. There's a distinction. And if you're not getting that distinction, and you're insisting, I've just had correspondence with somebody who is adamant that I'm incorrect on this, but he can't prove to me that I'm wrong. More than half the verses that he sends to me corroborate my position. So then he turns around and says, well, I'm just like another group of people and they're in error, so I'm in error. Please take me off your mailing list. And I'll take him off my mailing list. He just has to click on the unsubscribe link at the end of the email. Then let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Most Christians would say, let the word of Jesus dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Colossians 3:16, let the spoken word of the anointing of Yah, in other words, Christ, have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being as you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to Almighty, to God. The Amplified Bible. Once more, the correct translations and the elaboration of the Greek through the Amplified Bible remove the mystique of the verse. So, if you think that Christ is synonymous with, equates to, equal to Jesus, you're going to have so many wrong interpretations of verses in the Bible. And it's going to lead you down the wrong path. And the thing to understand is this is not incidental. If you are worshiping Jesus and saying Jesus is God, and you are interchanging Jesus with Yah, you're going to come before the throne at the end of your life, and Father's going to say to you, you've been speaking lies, you've broken the first commandment, you've been worshiping a man. Go to hell for weeks, months, years to pay the price for your sin. You don't want to go there, folks. Then at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven. Philippians 2:10, so that at the name of Yahushua, Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. This is a direct consequence of the authority granted to Yeshua through his life and death free of sin. See the article 2020:10:01, The Miraculous Planning of the Death of Yeshua, Where, How, and What, which is a web page on the website. It's fairly close to the top of the menu. Folks, Jesus is not a magical name. The reason every knee shall bow in submission is because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he is that because he lived life for 33 and a half years on earth without committing a single sin. And you really need to get this, folks. The biggest achievement of Yeshua was that he lived for 33 and a half years without committing a single sin. By all means, esteem him, because that's a hang of an accomplishment. But don't worship him. Don't make him equal with Yah. He lived without sin for 33 and a half years, died a terrible death, and graduated to heaven as the most powerful created being there has ever been because of his sinless life and sinless death. There's nothing strange about it. It's very clear cut. And then if we carry on, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2:11. And that every tongue should confess that Yeshua, the anointed of Yah, is Adonai to the glory of the Almighty, the Father. Again, a consequence of the life and death of Yeshua without sin. See the previous item. Again, we see the clear distinction between Yah and Yeshua. If you get the language right, if you get the words right, there is no confusion between Yeshua and Yah. And if you are one of those trapped in the belief that Jesus is God, I really encourage you to open your mind, say to Father, please help me to see the truth. And listen to this broadcast again, the previous two broadcasts as well. Before that, I broadcast the 5 big lies about Jesus, and after that, the 8 or 9, I forget, great truths of Yeshua. Listen to those broadcasts or go onto the website and read the articles. Yeshua, Jesus, cannot be the Almighty. Can't be. Breaks the laws, breaks the rules. He would be powerless. If the Almighty came to earth as a man, he would be powerless because he would have no authority, because he's not a son of Adam. You need to really get a handle on that, folks. Then the truth which I heard from the Almighty, it's John 8:40, Yeshua speaking. But as it is, you want to kill me, a man who's told you the truth which I heard from the Almighty. This is not the way that Abram acted. Clearly, Yeshua is drawing a distinction between himself and the Almighty Creator, and that disproves any allegation that Jesus is God. So, folks, just take the verse literally. Me, a man, told you the truth which I heard from the Almighty. Yeshua himself, Jesus, says, I'm a man. And then people get confused and say, well, I don't know what's going on here because Jesus is God. He's not a man. So what do you make Yeshua out to be, a liar? It just doesn't make any sense, folks. If you read these verses critically, it is, you want to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from the Almighty. If he was the Almighty, surely he would say, I am the Almighty. I know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you truth. And frankly, if Yeshua was the Almighty, there's no ways he could have died, because if he died, it's written, in him we live and move and have our being. If Yah were to cease to exist, the entire universe, the planet and everything on it would cease to exist. Then theos in the Greek translates to Almighty. The word God in the previous verse is theos. Strong's number in the Greek concordance 2316. See Bible Hub Interlinear John 8-40 HTM. This is the word translated God throughout the New Testament. See Bible Hub Greek Theo 2316 HTM, which is translated once as divinely, 1,267 times as God, capital G, 6 times as God, lowercase g, 27 times as God's, apostrophe S, one time as God-fearing, twice as godly, once as godly with an asterisk up against it, not sure what that means, God's a lowercase eight times, and Lord one time. Theos is not Yah. Theos is mighty one. Theos is approximately the same as Elohim. Theos is not exclusively reserved for the mighty. See the Bible study tools, www.biblestudytools.com, lexicons, Greek, KJV, King James Version, / theos.html. This is so important, folks. People, if you're saying Jesus is God, you're absolutely correct. Jesus is a mighty one, because God is a meaningless word, which is generally used as a translation of Elohim in the Hebrew or Theos in the Greek, which refers to a mighty one, which includes the Almighty, but it includes Jesus, who is a mighty one. It includes Satan, who's a mighty one. It includes your president, who's a mighty one. It includes your prime minister, who's a mighty one. So you can say President Biden is God, legitimately, or whoever your president is, or Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the UK is God. So definition of theos, a god or goddess, a general name of deities or divinities. Please note that, a general name. Two, the Godhead, the Trinity, a God the Father, the first person in the Trinity. Two, Christ, the second person of the Trinity. C, the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity. Three, spoken of the only and true God. A refers to the things of God. B, his counsels, interests, things due to him. Four, whatever can in any respect be likened unto God or resemble him in any way, God's representative or vice agent, and then of magistrates and judges. Folks, get a fix on this, please. Apart from the fact that there is no such thing as the Trinity, and that's been addressed elsewhere, just get a fix on the fact that this name God, this word God, has a whole lot of meanings that have nothing to do with the Almighty Creator. So I say again, you can legitimately call Jesus God because he's a mighty one. That does not make him the Almighty Mighty One. It does not make him Yah. And I really encourage you to wrestle with this until you get it clear. God is a meaningless name, and building doctrine on the basis of a three-letter word, God, which is actually the name of a pagan deity, demonic deity, it's just silly, folks. So we clearly see that theos is not exclusive to Yah. So any New Testament verse that uses theos to suggest that Jesus is God is of no consequence. The word translated God in the Old Testament is Elohim, meaning mighty one, Yah, or mighty one, lowercase, Satan and human beings, or almighty, Yah. Fundamentally, building any doctrine around God in the New Testament is at best suspect, and at worst, fundamentally flawed. So that rules out a whole bunch of other verses in the Bible, which a whole bunch of people interpret as saying that Jesus is God. Folks, as I said just now, I've been corresponding in response to the article that this broadcast is based on. Guy wrote to me and told me I was off the mark. We exchanged a couple of emails. He sent me about, I think, about six emails in the end, listing chapter and verse, a whole lot of so-called scriptures, Bible verses, that supposedly proved that Jesus is God. Most of them have these anomalies in them that I'm talking about, that it just doesn't make any sense. It's just Jesus is the Son, and then the next thing, Jesus is God because he's the Son. And Son is just a Hebrew word, which means he's somebody like his father. It doesn't mean that he is his father. I and my father are one, so I and my wife are one. It's the same principle. Then somebody who was debating this with me said to me, your eternal destiny depends on how you answer this question. The following statement was sent to me by email. Jesus is one of the most controversial figures in history. His identity is what separates all world religions. Some claim he's just a good man and a prophet. Others say he's a created being. Still others say he's the Son of God. Every religion acknowledges Jesus, however not all are right about who he is. If you're seeking truth, the beginning point of your search should be to know Jesus' accurate identity according to the Bible. I hope that by now it's apparent to you that accurate study of the Bible clearly proves that Yeshua is not Yah, Jesus is not God. The belief that Jesus is God results from corrupt and inaccurate translations resulting in corrupt and inaccurate doctrine. And I say again, this is not trivial stuff. If you worship Jesus, if you believe that Jesus is God, that he's deity, that he's part of the Trinity, that he's God in the flesh, there will come a day when you die and you stand before the throne and the books of life and death are open before you and the record of all you've said and done is open before you. And Yah is going to say to you, you have worshipped Jesus, my son, a created being. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And he's going to send you to hell to be tormented, potentially for years and years and years, because of your rebellion, because of your sin, because of your error. I can't put it more clearly than that, folks. This is not trivial stuff. So the guy who wrote that your eternal destiny depends on how you answer this question is absolutely correct, but he's the one who needs to worry about it, not me. And I say that with a lot of confidence. I've been walking this road that Jesus is not God since 2001, when Father clearly said to me that that was the case, and showed me. Then Jesus is reported to have said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The person who quoted this passage to me, John 14:6, wrote, there is a common belief that all religions are the same, that we all worship the same God. That simply isn't true. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way, not a way. Due to that fact, it is imperative to know the truth about him. End of quote. This is a challenging passage. The first point is to note that worship the same God is meaningless. The correct translation is worship the same mighty one, which is clearly not correct, other than that the vast majority are worshiping Satan to some extent, and Satan is a mighty one, i.e. a god. Next, it is alleged that Yeshua is the only way. There are two elements to this. Firstly, Yeshua means Yah is salvation. So if one refers to Yahshua, one is referring to Yah's salvation. And there surely is no other way to salvation with Yah except Yah's salvation, or if you prefer, Yeshua. Folks, there's a huge piece here. But there are literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of Bible verses, which if you read them with a clear head, without all this mumbo jumbo, clearly say that Yeshua is not Yah. There are a few like this that are a bit confusing, but if you step back and you look at it clearly, it cannot be saying that Yeshua is Yah. Then there's the challenge of the veracity and the accuracy of that specific Bible verse. Refer to the points above, read the accuracy of Bible transcripts and Bible translations. I'm very clear that there are people in heaven who are there despite zero knowledge about Jesus or Yeshua. They got there through revelation of the existence of Creator and faith in him. See the article 2021-0506, the essence of my message regarding creation, to see how it is entirely possible to come to a revelation of the reality of the Creator and thereby a saving knowledge of Him without knowing Jesus or Yeshua. In this context, it is important to note that in the people whom Yah has said to me are close to Him on earth, there is at least one Orthodox Jew and one Muslim Imam, both of whom one can be certain do not believe in Jesus or Yeshua, certainly not that He is God. I suggest for your consideration that it is extremely unwise to build a whole doctrinal position on a few isolated verses like this that are capable of more than one interpretation and where there is material risk of the verse being technically inaccurate. I've spoken before about the discrepancies and the transcription errors and the translation errors. And folks, the Bible is an assembly of fragments of parchment transcribed by people with no particular transcription disciplines, translated by people with no particular translation disciplines, fragments. It's a useful history book. It gives some useful guidance. There's some inspired bits and pieces. But that's where it ends. You can't put your entire destiny in the hands of some unknown people. You need to get a close relationship with Father. Then the next point, Jesus is God in the flesh. The same person who sent me the previous couple of items also sent me the following. Many people refer to Jesus as being the Son of God. The statement is biblically correct. Unfortunately, many millions acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God, but they mean something different. When you question them, you find they believe He is a created being of some sort. It is incomplete to only say that Jesus is the Son of God. To clearly convey what the Bible says about Jesus, we must recognize Him as God in the flesh. This statement clearly distinguishes the core of your belief. This accurately summarizes the position of the majority in the Christian grouping. However, it does not make it incorrect. I hope that if you've systematically reviewed every rebuttal in this broadcast and the previous two broadcasts, it'll be clear to you that Jesus is not God in the flesh, that is, Yeshua was not the Almighty in the flesh. This is a huge lie, and very large numbers of sincere believers will spend time in hell, the place of correction for believers with unconfessed sin, before they enter heaven. See 20:22-08:03, believers in hell for unrepented sin. Fundamentally on this point, please validate your belief very carefully if you believe that Jesus is God. If you go back to that first passage, many people refer to Jesus as being the Son of God, it said. It's mumbo jumbo, folks. Read it carefully. It's confused. It's illogical. It's this mystical thing of somehow we've got to make allowances because Yah can't tell us the truth, which in other words is we don't want to believe the truth. So I'd like to wrap up by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to Him. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, as I've said many times before, the reason the universe exists, the reason the solar system exists, the reason this planet exists, the reason the plants and animals exist, the reason that you and I exist is for one thing only, to be friends of the Almighty. There is no other point in your life, any reason for your life, other than to become His friend. That's why He went to all the trouble of creating this. And there are virtually no friends today. There have been very few friends throughout the years because of the contest, the things that Satan and the demonic and satanic realm have been doing. So you believe a whole lot of lies. You think you're being a good person, when you don't have a relationship with Father, when you're not close to him, when you don't talk to him, when you don't listen to him, when you don't do his will on earth. And then you get into pointless things about Jesus as God and you disempower and devalue what Jesus did. Please, it's just so sad. So wrapping up, key documents in a video on the main menu of the website. Video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You. Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, The Essence of My Message to Christians, also articles for Jews, Muslims, other faiths, and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show, then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular emails, articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. The End Time Issue Ministries, one word. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. They're all at the top of the menu. The Google search is particularly powerful. There are about 2,500 articles, over 1,000 web pages, huge amount of information on a huge diversity of topics. Encourage you to go and dig and see what you can find. If you have questions you can't find answers to, email me and I'll either send you a link to the relevant page or else I will answer your question directly. I would be delighted to help you. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, as I've said before, it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor, whether you are tall or short, thin or fat, blonde, blue-eyed, black hair, brown-eyed, whatever. Doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Muslim or Baha'i or Hindu or Buddhist or Christian or whatever, Satanist, witch, warlock. Father wants you to become his friend. He will meet you wherever you are right now. Just get on your knees and say, Father Yah, James says it's possible for me to be your friend. I want to be your friend. Help me to become your friend. Show me what to read and do, who to speak to, send people across my path, take people out of my life, bring people into my life. There's an article on the website, Seven Components of Drawing Close to Yah. Read that, do everything that's in it. There's an article near the bottom of the menu on things to do when you first come to belief. Read that, apply it. Folks, thanks so much. Go for it. Yah wants you to be his friend. Good night. Father, I